Let's grab a seat again. I'm going to welcome up to the microphone here Bruce Yoakam. Bruce Yoakam, as I mentioned earlier, was part of a founding group who helped support the fledgling community, which Katrina and her husband John and many others were part of in 1979, going on 1980, and Bruce was around supporting from all the experience they had of building community in the United States, particularly in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Bruce was also the presiding elder for the Servants of the Word, the Celibate Brotherhood, the Ecumenical Celibate Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit, our movement of communities. For many years, he took on that role, 13 years. So I'm really delighted to welcome Bruce, who now lives in London, long term. We don't know how long term is, but anyway, long term. And he to come and just share a few words with us. Bruce, please.
Good evening. Very sad not to have been here last evening. I would love to have been. But Antioch is actually part of a larger family of communities. And I wasn't here because we're supporting others in another community. Actually, we're part of a lot of different families. When you put together Antioch, the Sword of the Spirit, the churches that we belong to, we're connected in many different places. What I was asked to do, and I was asked to do this, okay, there it is share a little bit about a prophetic word that I gave last year. And I want to say something about how we approach this. I'm going to make a few comments on it. But when God speaks to us as a community, it's the communities that has to receive it and think, understand, try to realize what is God saying to us in this. So I'll make a few comments, but I'm not pretending in any way that these are definitive comments on what the Lord said to us here. I hope they're helpful, though. This is a prophetic word. The Lord is speaking to us as Antioch, both corporately and individually as well. Put down deep roots. Sink deep roots. Dig deep. Lay foundations that will last. For I've not called you for a day or for a month or for a year. I've called you for many years to come. This, in a sense, we've just been celebrating 40 years of life together in Antioch. This sort of prophetic words points toward the next 40 or 50 or 60 or however many. I've called you for seasons that are dry, for seasons that are difficult, for days of heat, for times of trial. Sink deep roots in me so that you can find the water of life in the days to come. I have not called you for a short time. I called you for many years to come. First comment on this, this is not a promise. This is a call. This is not the Lord saying, you're going to be here for many years to come. Now, if God gives us a call, we can trust that he's also going to give the grace that goes with the call. But this is a call. God is saying, I want you to be here for many years. That's my purpose. But in order for that to happen, you have to sink deep roots in this work of God. It's not going to happen magically. We have to make decisions. We have to respond. I want to say just a couple things about how I think we need to respond. And first of all, I want to address the younger brothers and sisters here. I don't know what I mean by that anymore. The great majority of people here are younger than I am. But I'm talking about people who still have to make those fundamental decisions that will shape their life going forward. And I think it's a call to you to commit your lives to what God is doing in Antioch. Now, of course, you need to know, you need to hear, you need to understand that this is also God's call to you. So if you're Stephen Bick, who grew up in this community because Tom and Claire heard God speak to them and say this was their call, Stephen now also needs to hear that for himself. He doesn't just inherit it from his parents. Those of you who've been been touched by the Lord as you come in contact with the community, God does something in you, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're called here. You need to see it. You need to hear it. But in order to see it and hear it, you need to make your life available to the Lord. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? If it is your call, then you need to risk everything for it. Now, I'm part of a group of people that did that many years ago in Ann Arbor. We were all young. The old guy in our group was 27. Almost all of us were university students. And we decided together, we heard the Lord speaking to us, and we said, we're staying here. We're not going anywhere. We're committing our lives to what God's doing in this community. And the town we're from is a small town. There's nothing there but the university, really, and people who make pizza for the students. But and so if you're looking for a career, unless you're an academic or a researcher or something, there's nothing there. How are you going to stay there? But we all said, we're going to stay here, job or no job. And God did some miracles. Just one quick one. Dave Scrace, all his life, wanted to be a doctor. But he also believed God was calling this community. And he got accepted at some very good medical schools, but not at Michigan, not at the school where we were. And he thought, oh, this is not good. I want to stay here. I want to get into this school. So he went back and he talked to the people in the admissions department and they said, okay, stay here. The following day, he went to a seminar being presented by the guy, the registrar for the university, who explained that what Dave had just done doesn't happen. And so Dave asked a question. He said, you mean in these situations, the person who's trying to get admitted wouldn't get admitted? And the registrar said, no, that just wouldn't happen. So Dave smiled and sat down. And he finished medical school, became a doctor, lived as a member of the community for many years. He risked a lot, but he risked because God had called him to do it. You do that in a lot of things. We've got some young married couples here. Christina recently became a big blessing for Nathan. And for both of them, that's a risk. They're taking a risk. But that's, of course, any important thing we do is going to involve risk. This is a diver, or several divers, from Acapulco, these guys who dive off the cliffs. I've been in Acapulco many times. My favorite place to vacation. Actually, it's not. I work with a community there. But these guys, here's a different perspective on it. That's what they're diving into. And the water is surging in and out. And I don't know if I can help you to see this, but if you notice, they have to dive out quite a ways to get into that water. Whoops, going the wrong direction. They have to dive out quite a ways to get into that water. It's a big risk. I saw a plaque there that was dedicated to the first guy who did one of these cliff dives. And it said he dove and he hurt his shoulder, and he never dove again. But it was a plaque honoring him. I thought the plaque should be for the second guy. He just saw what happened to the first guy, and he still dove. So take the risk to invest your life, to put your life, to found your life on what God is doing here, if that's God's call to you. Older people, I don't know what I mean by older. Community is hard work. We really need to accept that. It's hard work. There's a lot of enjoyment in it. There's a lot of joy in it. But it's hard work. And in that prophetic word, the Lord said, lay the foundations for something that can last. It's hard work. It takes a lot of meetings, a lot of talking things through, a lot of time spent with the Lord. Christian community is a mission. Antioch is a mission. We're all willing to, or we should be willing to work hard for a mission that God gives us. Right? This is a mission. God has given Antioch to us as a mission that he wants us to take on his behalf. Maybe if God called you to go to, I don't know, Afghanistan or something to preach the gospel, you'd be willing to do it, knowing that it's going to be very hard to do. Well, God, for most of us, God hasn't called us to do that, but for a lot of us, he's called us to be here in Antioch and to live Antioch as a mission. So if you've decided this is where you're going to be prepared to work. It's going to be hard work. It's not easy. I've worked with enough communities to know very well that making community life work isn't easy. It's hard. For everybody, young, old, in between, we have to sink our roots in God. Fundamentally, putting down roots means putting down roots in God. We don't get life out of community itself. We get life from God. And God gives us life at times through community, but the life comes from God. And our relationship with God, our personal relationship with God, is absolutely fundamental. So for every single one of us, seeking God, hungering for God, looking for God, looking at his word, studying his word, finding Christ in his word is fundamental. We're not going to live out this mission without that. Finally, I always feel like Jeremiah around this sort of thing because I've been prophesying now for 45 years about the hard time, difficult times that are coming for God's people. And this says seasons that are dry, seasons that are difficult, days of heat, times of trial. That's not new. Peter said to the Christians, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that will come upon you. I was in Australia all of November. And I saw the beginnings of this extraordinary set of fires they have going on there. And I thought about that passage. Don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that comes upon you. It's happening to Christians everywhere. And we're going to encounter more and more difficulty in serving and following the Lord in this society. So be ready for that. Sink down your roots in God. And again, these are just some comments on my part, and I don't pretend to know precisely what God wants us to know through this prophetic word. That's up to us as a community to discern and to decide.